Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel talking before today's OTA session down at Gillette Stadium, the first that had the media gathered to watch. You get one per week over the next few weeks leading up to June mini camp. And this is when we start to get early samplings of analysis,
a little taste.
Yeah, a little taste. It's early. It's shorts. You know, elsewhere, Vrabel lamented, you know, he wished you could tackle and take people to the ground and physical. And he basically said it's useless for defensive linemen. He had a comment, something about offensive linemen, where you can see their pass sets and their hands. Right. He's like, D linemen, there's really nothing
there's
they
some
can
truth
do.
That.
And it's funny, if I were a D lineman, I was like, oh, good. So I can just kind of
cruise
control here, take the day off, brother-in-law
all
every
Christian rep. Barmore had to do was show up, and he was a hero.
Right. And, you know, Milton just, Williams,
coach on your line stunts, man.
Well, that's why I used to always see, like, Anthony Pleasant and those guys. They'd be, like, sort of off to the side doing those little, like, slap hand drills together.
That's what you
and I
work
was like,
on.
Are they really working, or are they just trying to look like they're working while just kind of hanging out,
ladder.
Chatting?
It's the latter, for sure.
Talking about Coldplay or the Red Sox or, you know, Eminem and
politics.
Jelly Roll, politics, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark.
It's true. I mean, when you're in shorts and shells, it's really more about 7-on-7.
Oh, yeah.
It's I mean, and he's right. The offensive line can kind of fit up, and they can see the blitzes coming. But you're right. For the down linemen, not a lot to glean from that.
Well, we used to call these. At some point in time, they weren't OTAs. They were passing camps because it was about the passing game, basically. That's all it was for. Interesting that we go down that road because 7-on-7's passing camp. So that means Drake May and his wide receivers are in the spotlight opposite Christian Gonzalez and this defense that everybody thinks is going to be really good. And as you heard Dan Ball say in his trending... So the good news is Drake May threw 8 passes and they were all completed. The bad news is 4 of them were completed to the wrong team, the defense. The good news is, Fitzy, I'm just going to keep riding a roller coaster. Good news, bad news. The good news is Christian Gonzalez had a couple interceptions and we all think Christian Gonzalez could be maybe the best cornerback in football, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bad news is, why is Drake May throwing 4 interceptions in his first 8 passes in shorts and t-shirts in June? May? We're not even in June yet. In May.
It's the ultimate rope-a-dope. You see, he looks like garbage now. That way he throws all the opposing defensive coordinators off his scent for later. Like, oh, that kid's washed. They should have kept Milton in the first place.
Oh, we got those
texts. When Milton was coming.
Oh, we got
Milton's name. There it is.
Literally the start of the show. In the crossover, there was a text that came in. We should have never traded Joe Milton.
Yep. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because you want to see him throw the interception? Because he can throw the interception, too.
I mean, Gonzalez will legitimately or could potentially have a chip on his shoulder this season, guys, given that he was not named. There was a whole hubbub online the other day about him not being named to the PFF 25 under 25 list. So,
Wait, there was a hubbub? Please tell me he wasn't involved. Because if he was involved, I will think less of him as a player. If he is all hot and bothered that he didn't make some PFW under 25-25.
Well, we do know one thing that he had an issue with this offseason. You guys remember what that was? He chirped on socials?
No, what was it?
Oh, not making all pro, right, Ted?
No.
What was it?
Head coach, Gerard Mayo, being done dirty. That was, he chirped about that. He did
really?
Not. Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about this?
He thought Gerard. No, not the show was.
We didn't exist yet?
We did not exist then.
Oh,
so, but
pre-us.
He was. He chirped about the decision to let go of Gerard Mayo. He thought that was that he was done dirty, that he wasn't fair to Gerard Mayo. So that was the only thing I know of that he was. He's talking about chips on shoulders. That's the only thing I can reference. But I will say this, that doesn't make me feel good. Look, I mean, 4 interceptions and 8 pass attempts. That's hard to do, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
impressive.
I don't want to make excuses for the kid because I said your development from year 1 to year 2 is always a player's biggest. I will say that my feeling is he's going from learning, you know, English to, you know, Chinese right now with Josh McDaniels now as the offensive coordinator. So my feeling is there's a little bit of the brain is getting in the way. If I had to guess, knowing Josh McDaniels' system and how hard it can be. So that might be one of the reasons why you saw such a poor performance today.
It's meaningless in reality. It's absolutely meaningless. We're not, I mean, unless the wheels fall off, we're not going to be referencing this day in November. But it's not meaningless in the sense that, and you've talked about this, Ted, you're not sure everybody's all in supporting and believing Drake May, despite some of the polls we've run and despite some of the things people say. And I would also just say, he turned the ball over too much last year. So the very first time anyone's kind of monitoring what he's doing in 2025 to lead off with a bunch of turnovers isn't ideal for the narrative, the talking points. If you want to be snarky tonight, if you wanted to go on early edition on NBC Sports Boston and be snarky about the quarterback, he gave you ammunition to be snarky in May. That's the only thing it really did. We're not going to be looking at this with any real insight in a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months.
I'd love to see the throws. There's a little bit of a gunslinger to his game.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I'm curious what the throws look like. Where were they? Was it 1, 2, 3 plant and throw? Was it running around, trying to get open, and then you kind of just you throw it sidearm?
Right.
What was the variety of the interception? My guess is I'm wondering, like, how much is Josh McDaniels going to kind of cut some of the gunslinger out of him?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's – I don't know if you want to do too much of that. Patrick Mahomes, maybe you got to crawl before you can walk, and so Josh McDaniels wants him to make the easy throws first, and then the sidearm stuff, the throwing across your body, the stuff that is brilliant that no one really seems to really appreciate yet because it didn't equate to wins – it will be accepted in Josh McDaniels' eyes.
Fitzy, if there's any one thing that would be maybe alarming, one of them was described as a miscommunication with Pop Douglas. And on day one, I'm guessing they're not at, page 400 of the playbook. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're a guy that we all think maybe you could throw a lot of passes to, Pop Douglas.
I'm not as high on him as the rest of you.
Okay. But he could be in a role. Everybody looks back at Josh McDaniels, slot receiver. That guy gets a lot of targets.
Correct.
On day one, with a limited sampling of what they're doing, for those guys to already not be on the same page, I would say is less than ideal.
But I would say this about that position, that the slot receiver to me is it's much more nuanced than the X receiver out wide.
Because
it's almost as if, Fitzy, it's almost as if the slot receiver and the quarterback have a route predetermined before the snap. And then post-snap, the defense does something different. They shift from one coverage to another. And then now the route that was supposed to be run changes based on what the defense shows. And so both guys got to see it exactly the same. So I will say this. I think that is a more nuanced position to kind of be on the same page with the quarterback. And so I'm willing to give them a pass for today, if we're still talking about this in training camp, a month into training camp, then that's worrisome. But I will say this, that position with the quarterback is going to be the hardest to get on, quote, the same page with.
Yeah, but now, not to play Captain Obvious's side of the street, but now is when you want Drake May throwing four picks, guys, right?
Oh, sure. I don't want it in a game.
Now is working out. Look, of course. Brady threw four picks in Denver, but way back in year two, I want to say.
In year one after he had gone seven games without a pick.
I think it happened a couple times, actually. We heard how much Vrabel said, I want him to watch the turnovers. We know how much Josh McDaniels abhors turnovers as well. So work your kinks out now. Go ahead and throw the picks. Everyone knows the kid's a stud. Everyone knows in due time this offense is going to be humming. It's just there's a lot of new people to get to know down there.
Another thing too, I don't mind. I'm curious. Was Christian talking smack? Was there back and forth?
I hope so.
Was the compete level, because we used to have a strong defense, and when Brady came in, and it was if Brady threw an interception, and it was back and forth. How did Drake May handle? I'd like to see his body kind of read his body language after the throws. Were there John going on? Was the compete level? Did it raise the kind of the intensity of the whole practice? That would be a good thing if it did.
It was a two for Tuesday down in Foxborough for Christian Gonzalez. It's a two for Tuesday here on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
That means be caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word given out on the morning show, the Greg Hill Morning Show at 7 a.m., you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Orioles on May 25th. That's Red Sox Orioles May 25th. If you have today's code word, 617-931-0937. Caller number 9 right now. We'll continue to talk about Patriots OTAs, what Mike Vrabel had to say, what the players on the field were doing. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.